Well, Israeli forces have blown up the home of a Palestinian man in the occupied West Bank. Israeli military says its troops have knocked down Namra Jamal's home in the village of Beit Suruk in the early hours of the morning. Soldiers drilled the walls of the house and filled them with explosives to raise it. Jamal shot dead three Israelis and wounded a fourth one outside of a settlement in September. He was gunned down by Israeli forces immediately after the shooting. Tel Aviv destroys the homes of Palestinians involved in attacks against Israelis. But human rights groups are critical of the policy, saying it is collective punishment. Let's cross over to Edinburgh, joined by Scottish-Palestine Solidarity Campaign member, Mr. Mick Napier. Thanks so much for being with us. Collective punishment, of course, which is technically against international rule, but we see it more and more happening in the occupied territories. What can be done, in your perspective, in order to stop what is happening in occupied Palestinian land?
Well, the Israeli occupiers seem to enjoy virtually total impunity. I think, by the way, in terms of looking at resistance and collective punishment, almost anyone would see resistance against occupation and invasion as an ethical and moral right and even a duty, and would see collective punishment as something vicious and completely wrong. But it's not only on moral and ethical and political grounds that the Palestinians are 100% correct and 100 and the Israelis completely in the wrong. It's also legally. It's one-stop shopping. If you look at the Fourth Geneva Convention, it enshrines the right of any people who are invaded and occupied and being dispossessed to resist. So a Palestinian stone or a Palestinian bullet is not morally or even legally equivalent to an Israeli bullet or a torture chamber. It's the moral and political and legal high ground. So collective punishment has a very special goal here. It's to not just terrorize, but to inflict as much punishment on the collective in order to force them to leave. So the demolition of homes is particularly cruel. We know that under Saddam's Iraq, sometimes families were made to pay for the bullet which executed their loved ones. In occupied Palestine, the Israelis often force the Palestinian family who've perhaps built illegally under an illegal occupation, they sometimes force them to destroy their own homes. Otherwise, they suffer a devastating fine response. And sometimes the Palestinian homes are not destroyed, they're simply sealed. So the walls and the windows are bricked up. And of course, this is part of the overall project, to remove as many Palestinians as possible, and perhaps to keep the homes for Jewish settlers at a later date. Because the Zionist project is absolutely clear to everyone, Zionists and their opponents, that they wish as much land as possible with as few Palestinians. And house demolition fits into that. They inherited it from the British, who have used it. And it's almost a hallmark of any colonial enterprise, collective punishment and house demolitions. British have used this all over the world.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us at Edinburgh, Scottish-Palestine Solidarity Campaign member, Mr. Mick Napier.